All right, good day. We are at the symposium, Rick Rule 25 Symposium. I'm here today with a special guest, Alex Muir, with Corporate Development and IR of Kennerland Minerals. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself, Steve?
Good, not bad. Are you enjoying the symposium?
Yeah, I love this conference. It's really good. There's a lot of shareholders here and prospective, you know, investors as well, too. It's a high-quality event, and we were pretty excited to come out here. So this is my second time here. The company's been here, I think, 3-4 times now. So
okay.
Yeah, so it's awesome.
Well, I'm glad that you're here because I wanted to learn more about Kennerland Minerals.
Yeah.
I don't know that much. I'm not currently an investor now, but I'm very interested and would love to know more about you guys. If we can start, though, with you, just what your role is and how you got connected with Kennerland.
Yeah, so I'm the Corporate Development and Investor Relations Manager. I've been with Kennerland for about 2 years now. I knew about the company before I was employed with Kennerland.
Okay.
I just kind of met Zach, through LinkedIn, and we just met up, kind of, shot this up with each other, and got a good vibe from me. And they were looking for someone to do this role that I'm at, and it was a pretty easy decision to come join this company because they're doing a lot of great things, which we'll delve into.
Yeah. So let's go to jump into Kennerland. If you can tell us about what kind of company you guys are, where do you focus on, and
yeah, so we're an exploration company. We use the project generation model. We focus purely on grassroots exploration. It's all green fields. You know, it's looking for new discoveries. You know, we go into low exploration maturity areas, stakes, you know, big land packages, screen all the ground, try and find a target to go after. And then we farm it out typically to a major or sometimes a junior company and retain, you know, a project interest, an equity interest, and a royalty. So that's that's our model right there. Yeah.
Great. And you guys are located primarily throughout Canada and some in Alaska?
Yeah. So we have projects across the country. We're primarily focused in Quebec and Ontario and Greenstone belts. We do have a project in Alaska. We got some stuff in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. We recently staked some ground in New Brunswick as well too. But Ontario and Quebec is our main focus.
My understanding is that's pretty friendly jurisdiction wise.
Yeah, definitely. Especially in Quebec, it's they're very pro mining there, and it's a great place to work.
So what are you guys finding in your flagship project?
Our flagship project is the Frotet project in Quebec. It's in the Abitibi. It was a grassroots discovery made with Sumitomo Metal Mining.
Okay.
So that was made back in 2020. Sumitomo was earning into the project. They quickly earned an 80% joint venture interest.
Okay.
And we were left with a 20% joint venture interest. This is a high grade gold deposit that we discovered. And, it got to a point where, you know, if you got a 20% JV interest, you're responsible for 20% of the bill.
Yeah.
Right. And we kind of needed to do something, and we were able to transact with Sumitomo and convert that 20% joint venture interest to a 4% NSR royalty.
Yeah.
And it's got a buy down of 0.75% in two tranches to 3.25%.
Okay.
And that's uncapped. And so, This prospect, Renault, within the Frotet project, it's had about 130,000 meters of drilling. We keep hitting high grade gold intercepts, you know, at depth. We just had some results come out, you know, at 1,000 meters depth, running 6.7 meters, 30 grams per ton. It's going to be a multi-million ounce deposit, and we got a bunch of milestones coming up.
You said multi-million?
Yeah, like highly likely, yeah.
How is the grade?
Oh, it's extremely high. Like, we're hitting triple digit grade over some intercepts. It's a unique deposit. It's, you know, it's similar grades to like Windfall, you know.
Yeah.
So it's yeah.
So you guys are an exploration company. What's your team look like in terms of Do you guys have a lot of experience doing this sort of stuff?
Yeah. So we've got a pretty, you know, there's about 15 or 16 employees. About 10 of it is towards the geology side. So it's, you know, five technical guys who, you know, come up with the staking ideas, putting together, you know, work programs, analyzing the data and all that. And then we have five project managers that, you know, operate all the logistics. Because we are the operator on all our projects that we vend out. And we collect a management fee, so we generate revenue. An interesting, you know, thing about the company is we've actually generated more revenue than our G&A through the whole history of the company. So there's not too many juniors that have done that. We actually pay taxes.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
How rare is that?
I don't think there's any other companies that are in that position.
What put you guys in that position?
So we've had some, you know. Because of the model, like, we were able to raise $16 million from an equity sale of shares of Lyft. So we were able to beef up the treasury. So, I mean, there is a, you know, that's taxable. And then obviously, you know, the revenue that we bring in as well too. So it's, yeah.
Now, what's your corporate structure look like, or your share structure rather?
Yeah, so there's 78 million shares issued and outstanding, fully diluted 89 million. There's no warrants.
Options, no warrants.
There's options, like those are employee options. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And then what percentage is owned by insiders, institutions?
Yeah. So management and insiders about 24%. Sumitomo Metal Mining, they're an insider. They own 10.1%. Okay. Centerra Gold Inc. came in on as a 9.9% shareholder last year. So that's two major mining companies holding 20%. There's a number of, you know, institutions that own a fairly large chunk, like Adrian Day Asset Management owns a bunch. John Tognetti, who's the chairman of Haywood, he wrote the first check for the company close to 10 years ago. He owns a 14% position. I've looked at the registry. If you can add up six names and they own half the stock. So it's a very tightly held stock. And I think a lot of people, like Rick himself, are invested in the long term because they really appreciate the model and understand what we're trying to do. And it's hard to get shares. I've talked to a lot of people and they're like, I wish I held more. And and it's because, you know, not a lot of people are selling it because it's, I think there's, you see the potential with this company. You know, we're taking a lot of shots on net in terms of trying to make another discovery.
So when you say Rick, just for our listeners, want to be clear, we're talking about Rick Rule.
That's right, yeah.
So when Rick Rule and these companies you mentioned are investing, they see something.
Yeah.
What do they see that maybe the average investor or people don't know about you guys aren't seeing?
Yeah, they like that we are teaming up with third parties and using other people's money to fund the exploration and not have to worry about dilution, because exploration can be a very dilutive business. You know, you run a drill program and then a lot of times you got to go to the market to fund another one.
Yeah.
We don't have to do that.
Okay. And that makes you pretty unique, and you guys are doing that.
Yeah.
To the extent that you guys are.
Yeah, exactly. So.
So what's the plan? I mean, you guys are tightly held. What's the upside in terms of growth? How much capital do you have, and what's the plan to grow the company?
Yeah, so we've got around $24 million in cash right now. Yeah. This year, we're operating $44 million in exploration, of which $33 million is partner funded. So we're spending about $11 million. It's a combination of flow through and hard dollars to, you know, push a bunch of projects through the pipeline. The ultimate goal is to make another discovery. In the meantime, ProTet is being advanced by Sumitomo. They're in the middle of permitting a decline to go underground because they need to get underground to understand the system. Yeah. There'll be a resource estimate on Renault end of the year, early next year. So it'll give, you know, a good indication of how many ounces are there.
Yeah.
That's kind of, you know, where we're at right now.
Because I'm very bullish on gold.
Yeah.
And I'm curious as to what makes Kennerland unique, or. What reasons would you give investors why Kennerland would be a good choice?
The uniqueness is our systematic approach. So, as I mentioned earlier, we look for low exploration maturity areas. We stake a large swath of land, usually minimum 50,000 hectares. We'll self-fund the first, you know, little bits of exploration there by doing systematic surface sampling across the project that we've staked.
Yeah.
You know, narrow it down, you know, look for a till anomaly, go back in there, do infill till prospecting, mapping, geophysics, whatever, get it to the drill stage, and then we'll farm it out and, you know, go and drill test it, you know, and if it works, then we'll continue on. If it doesn't work, we'll drop it, and there's another project in the pipeline.
Well, I really find the model unique and interesting, and it de-risks a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And you're leveraging other people's money, as you said.
I think we understand, like, exploration, like, mining is a risky business, and we're operating at the riskiest end of an already risky business, right?
Right.
And so we're looking to transfer that risk to the third party, right?
Right. And then you got the upside of an exploration company when you hit big, right?
Yeah, and there's all this, like, for instance, with Frotet, we have a 4% NSR royalty. There's no cost of capital for us on that going forward.
I find the model very intriguing. So
Thanks
for sharing your story with us. For the followers, I am not yet an investor, but that may change, as I said. But I do find your story very intriguing and interesting and attractive. For followers who want to know more about you guys, if you can share about your website or how to contact you, who to contact, as well as your tickers and where you're trading.
Yeah, sure. Our website is www.canorlandminerals.com. You can always send me an email at amuir, that's A-M-U-I-R, at canorlandminerals.com. We trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD. We trade on the OTCQX under the symbol KLDCF.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me on.